What's happening?
Oh, man. Today. You know what we're going to do? I want to talk about all the stuff that you do so well. All those little secret best talents you have, the things you do better than anybody else does on the planet. And there are a couple things, aren't they? No, Scott, there's nothing I do better than anybody. Oh, yeah, there is. It could be just cooking a brownie. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but there is something you do better than anybody else, and probably a lot more than you are willing to admit. We'll talk about that today and how to really capitalize on that and why you should, too. It's the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com. The positive boost you need every single day, because we need it sometimes. Life gets in the way, and we're going to keep you moving no matter what, because ultimately, we know that history tells us that stuff's going to stop you. And ultimately, if you don't have the attitude that no matter what happens, I'm going to keep moving, you're going to keep getting stopped. And you're going to keep getting stopped anyway. But at least we have some continuity to our momentum, don't we? I was checking out my Facebook page the other day, and somebody quoted the fact that I use a question, and they use it probably more than I do. What can I do? So when I say, go for your dreams, no matter what you want to do, no matter what gets in the way, oftentimes the question you say, okay, gosh, a lot got in the way. This is really not turning out like I wanted it to be. What can I do? You will be very surprised when you question it like that, then an answer will come into your mind, and probably many of them, and you'll find a way to get what you want. And sometimes it's like, okay, better take a break, come back tomorrow. That's okay too, right? Did I say who I was? I'm not sure. It's me, Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Happy to have you here today. I am. It's nice to talk to you. You guys are special. I shouldn't say you guys. I should say you. Podcasting is a very intimate medium because in most cases, I'm in your ears, vibrating in your very bones. The earbuds are there. I've got the resonant part of my voice, and I'm talking right to you. I could make a sound right now that my... No, I'm not going to do that. Some of you are listening on your car. Some in the shower. Some people listen to this in their shower. It's a very intimate thing to do it. It's a crazy place to be. So I want to talk to you directly today about using your best talents, if that's all right. How to succeed with your best talents. Some people say, hey, perform to your highest and best. That's what God and the universe works for you. They want for you. Natural law says, just do the stuff you do best. That's what you're here for, right? That's true. It's sometimes hard to do, though. But I think no matter what you want in life, no matter what goal you want to go after, when you stand up, take a step and repeat and go after it, and you decide that I am not going to stop until I get it, no matter what gets in the way, even if somebody said, what are you doing? You can't do that. You've never done that before. That's not your thing. That's for other people. You're like, no, I keep going until I get what I want. And I don't stop because somebody said anything because, why, you hurt my feelings? Made me feel bad? No. I get up, I listen to the podcast, and Scott says, keep going. So I do. Boom. I will if you do. That's a deal. Okay. I'll let you know the day I stop. It probably just won't be a podcast that day, but I'll try to let you know. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. No matter what your goals in life, this is a good chance you're trying to be the best at something. Whether it's the best mom or dad, excelling at your career, winning at a game or a sport of your choice, making money. You should make money, by the way. That's a good thing. Make all you want. There's plenty of money out there. You create value. You make all you want to. It's just, no, it's not bad. It's good. Don't do it for the money. Do it because you can create value. Make the world a better place. Go make some money. Being the best, it always comes down to a couple of things. Number one, doing what you do naturally and what you love to do. You've heard me over time say, do what makes your heart sing. Some people say, oh, Scott, you can't do what makes your heart sing. Hell, you can't. You certainly can. There are people all over this world doing exactly what they love to do. And sometimes they don't even know they're doing it. It's just what they're good at. It's just what they do. I don't even think twice about it. Now, I think three times about things. Some people don't even think twice about things. But you absolutely can figure out those things you love to do. You're naturally like, I used to do woodworking and I found out I didn't really like to do it. It was a lot of work. It was messy. It was dirty. I like a clean garage. I really do. And sawdust didn't work. I know. It's just one of those things. I don't do it naturally. It's not my thing. Yet I have friends who make amazing things by wood and I figured out something else as well. They like money and I can give them money to buy the stuff they make. It's awesome. Not my thing. Do what you love. Do what you're good at naturally. When you do, you have an edge over others. Stay in your wheelhouse. You ever watch the singing shows on TV, American Idol or The Voice? And some of the young kids think they deserve it. I worked my whole life for this. I deserve to get this. And some have worked really hard at it. And suddenly somebody steps up on stage who's been just about the same time. They've worked hard as well. And yet they have this natural talent, this natural ability, this it factor, this thing. Can't buy it. Nobody can train it into you. It's just there. And they do better. Find your it factor. Do what you do best and stay in that lane. Next, commit your focus to mastery. Being a jack of all trades doesn't work. I used to be a jack of all trades. Specialists always win over generalists. Now, I will tell you this, if you listen to this program, I have gathered a skill set that at a time, I used to call myself a jack of all trades. And people said, don't be a jack of all trades. But you can make a living being a jack of all trades. You can do a lot of stuff. As the phone rings, you can figure out how to make money, right? You can get a job. You can do all kinds of things if you're a jack of all trades. I used to hate it. And one day a friend of mine said, I don't see it that way. I said, you're really good. You have this lane, this highway. Mine tends to be communication and coaching and helping. It's always been that way in everything I've ever done. And yet there's a lot of variance in that. I said, oh, that's a good point. So lately a couple of years ago, I began to say, okay, I'm not a jack of all trades. I became a specialist, what they call a polymath. Meaning I understand a lot of stuff at a very, very deep level. I've studied for 60 plus years now, and I've accepted that. But still, I understand that if I let that lane get too wide, too far off the communication pathways, the coaching pathways, the human performance pathways, things I really love and I've dealt my whole life with, if I get too far off of that, then I begin to meander and I wander. And yes, there are plenty of opportunities if people call me, hey, Scott, I've heard this podcast. You talk about this. You'd be really good at it. We have a society of engineers that wants you to talk about how to put engineering in. I'm like, I don't know nothing about engineering. It's off my path. I can't do that. True story there, by the way. I say no to that stuff. I look for the things that are right in my wheelhouse, and you should too. So we're going to do what we do naturally, what we brilliantly do. We're going to stay on our wheelhouse. We're going to focus toward mastery because only mastery will take you where you want to go. You got to be really good at what you're doing. Because when you are, you're so good, people can't ignore you anymore, can they? And that's where you need to be. Don't come halfway. Go all the way. Be so good they can't ignore you. Spend more time doing than learning. I spend a lot of time learning. I spend 3 or 4 hours a day, usually studying something, reading books and attending seminars on coaching calls and masterminds. 3 or 4 hours a day. And that's usually 7 days a week. I'm at it all the time. But I also understand that nothing changes until I do something about it, until I apply that knowledge, apply that wisdom. Experience is what matters, and action matters a little bit more than that. A lot of y'all are stuck in learning mode. You're taking a lot of notes. I can tell when I do a coaching call with you, you're taking a lot of notes, you're writing it all down, and all I have to do is say, so what you thinking about? And you have to look back at your page to get it. I agree you should write things down, but at the same time, apply the action. Spend more time doing than learning. And lastly, and this is not for me to pitch you on anything. I do a lot of coaching, but I don't have any openings right now. I haven't had any opening in, gosh, over a year now. I have one coming up I'll talk about later. Maybe I'll fill it. Maybe I won't. So this is not a pitch, okay? So don't take it that way. Hire a coach. You're hiring me, in a sense, by choosing to listen to this podcast. If you're part of Daily Boost Premium, you're hiring me at a little bit higher level that gives you a little bit more focus. Hire a coach. I have coaches. I'm in a mastermind right now. I pay a lot of money every single month to hire people that can give me a different perspective. When you're at the top of your game, you need another coach to take you to the top of the next game. If you're in second place and you want to go to first, you got to get another coach to get you there. Once you get to first, you might have to change leagues. You get another coach to get you there. Don't think you can do it on your own, because if you do, if you study, and I know we have a lot available these days in YouTube and all the coaching and stuff that everybody does, but you would be amazed by what would happen if you spend 30 seconds with somebody who's been there, done that, and is willing to tell you how to do it. You'd be more amazed if they give you 30 minutes or maybe 30 days or maybe 30 years of advice. Your life will change. Just keep on going till you get what you want and apply all these techniques. It'll work for you. It was your idea to pursue this path you're on, or at least you agreed to it, even if you stumbled onto it. So you may as well enjoy the privilege of being able to make the choice to be the best you can and do things the way you do beyond what anybody else could do. You'll never lose when you do that. Worst case scenario, you'll get to the end of your life and say, well, I did it my way. That's good, because 90% of the world does not do it their way. They do it the way everybody else makes them do it, and you don't want to do that. Come see me on Facebook. I'm there hanging out. You can call me out. Just tag me. Just put my name there and I'll jump in. I'll jump in all the time. I don't always have to. There's people just keeping that thing going every single day. It's an awesome place to be. About 3,000 members. It's not huge, so it's kind of intimate. DailyBoostPodcast.com/Facebook. If you're not a Daily Boost Premium member, it's there for you. It's commercial free. It's a coaching session we do once a month and some other stuff as well. It's very inexpensive and very valuable, I think. Check it out. Go to DailyBoostPremium.com. And if you are a member, thank you so much. It really helps to pay for the massive distribution of this podcast, and we really appreciate you helping us do that. I'll be back tomorrow to wrap up the week talking side hustles.